Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Hopes that the government may have had to mitigate the tensions around the Gilets Jaunes movement may come to little as plans are continuing to be put in place for another demonstration in Paris this coming Saturday. Despite agreeing to postpone the price hike in taxes on fuel on January the 1st, this climb down is not enough for the protesters. The movement is using social media networks to drum up support for their next round of action, largely focused again around the Champs-Élysées. While unions are calling for calm in a bid to prevent similar scenes of violence and disruption over the past few weeks, the leader of the Republican Party, Laurent Wauquiez, is urging the government to consider the need to establish a state of emergency for the next few days in order to quell any potential disorder. Leaders of the five biggest unions have been meeting together this morning to try and use their influence to persuade their members that while their grievances are legitimate, the use of violent behaviour is not. Compounding the government's woes over the Gilets Jaunes, school and university students are also taking to the streets to denounce policy changes to the education system. Hundreds of students blocked dozens of schools and universities right across France yesterday, most particularly in Toulouse, Pau and Saint-Étienne, where the tramway network was brought to a standstill by student demonstrators. The Education Minister, Jean-Michel Blanquer, has warned of the likelihood of these protests escalating into violence as tensions erupt. Today we'll see similar action as students call for support nationwide. According to new studies, crimes of sexual violence increased sharply last year. The number of those claiming to be a victim increased by 53% in 2017, as reported by the National Crime Monitoring Centre. However, it has been highlighted that this could be as a result of the Harvey Weinstein scandal and the subsequent Me Too campaign. The Women's European Handball Championships continue today, with the French team playing against Denmark. The strong rivalry between the two teams can be followed at 6 o'clock this evening. And finally, the most shared Twitter post this year in France is of Kylian Mbappé kissing the World Cup after the French team's victory on July the 15th. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.